T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the program. Stoney Richards here with Dr. Joseph Honigman. It's Get Well Naturally. We do this every Saturday. It's a live program, except once in a while when we bring back some of the best of Dr. Weiner's programs. But Dr. Honigman is here with us in the studio. Our number is 866-391-1020. He, of course, from the Weiner Wellness Center. Glad you made it down the street, 2419 Baldwick Road, 15205. And if you want to make an appointment there, it's 412-922-9355, 412-922-WELL, W-E-L-L. But Dr. Honigman is here with us now to talk about medical things and feeling well naturally and getting well naturally as well. You're just off of the Weiner Wellness big time, big deals salute to people getting their supplements, and I understand it went very, very well.
Good to be here again with you, Steve.
Yeah, good to see you, man.
Okay, yes. And first of all, I and the entire staff of Weiner Wellness Center want to thank everyone who participated in our Summer Splash Wellness Week event. It was a great success, and we owe it all to you, to everyone who came and helped make it a success. So once more, thank you, and we're looking forward to seeing you again next time.
And the reason for this warm weather is the Summer Splash.
You guys, Summer Splash,
you brought it on. Yeah. Well, you got good stuff. Something that you've not talked about, you've covered a wide range of topics in the past months, but we've never hit on irregular heartbeats, arrhythmia, and all those things that are related to that stuff.
Yes, that's what we're going to talk about today. But briefly, I'm going to introduce myself. I am Dr. Joseph Honigman, and for those of you who happen to be tuning in for the first time, I am a chiropractor and lifestyle and wellness-oriented doctor with over 40 years of a broad-based background in both the conventional and alternative health fields. I use that experience, including a variety of testing methods and techniques, to help you prevent, optimally manage, even reverse many chronic conditions associated with various autoimmune disorders, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, anxiety, acid reflux, musculoskeletal conditions, and more. Together, we work as partners to restore your health. Your input and questions will always be honored. However, I want to be clear that I do not diagnose or treat disease. And if you're taking drugs, you're not to stop taking medications on your own. But as you improve through better lifestyle choices, you can ask your doctor to reduce the amount, possibly even stop taking them altogether. Come visit us at our website, drweiner.com, or in person at our Green Tree Crafton location at 2419 Baldwick Road, or call for information at 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL. And yes, today I'm going to talk about irregular heartbeats known as arrhythmias. I've had them. There's a good chance you or someone you know has had them. And quite a few of my patients have complained about them.
Is it something that comes and goes?
It can.
Yeah.
And yes, it would have to come and go, because if it was, all the time, you die.
Okay. Let's get down to the bottom of it. This is the deal. Okay. So, yeah.
But there's many different varieties. Okay. But actually, let's talk a little bit about how they actually begin. How do they start?
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody actually understands that the heart has an electrical system. Responsible for making and conducting the signals that trigger the heart to beat. And these are the signals that cause your heart to contract and send your blood to the rest of your body. A heart rhythm problem, or a heart arrhythmia, occurs when the electrical impulses that coordinate your heartbeats don't work properly, causing your heart to beat too fast, too slow, or irregularly. And there are many types of arrhythmias. some will be benign. I think that was the question you were asking. Some will be benign, some will be non-threatening.
So, and you don't even know it, right?
Most likely, yeah, if you're sleeping, you might know. In fact, the first time you actually know you have an arrhythmia, maybe when you're getting a resting EKG for something, you know, entirely different, and it shows up on your electrocardiogram. But, you know, some could be very dangerous, even causing death. Symptoms may include skipping or rapid heartbeat. Yeah. I've experienced that. I think a lot of people have. Feeling like your heart is fluttering, dizziness, fatigue, lightheadedness, chest pain, shortness of breath, and anxiety.
I always feel like that. So when you have, I mean, we've all had a situation where you get nervous and you have your heart races.
Absolutely.
Is that arrhythmia, or is that just simply what happens? Sometimes you get excited.
It depends. It's like if it goes above 100 beats per minute at rest, that's called tachycardia.
Okay.
And so that would be an arrhythmia.
Okay.
So, but if your heart just kind of, you know, beats a little bit higher for, you know, a couple minutes because you're anxious, that's not an arrhythmia.
Well, and we were talking before we came on, and you talked about arrhythmia almost like a musical beat. A bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
Bump.
Yeah, so
it's kind of like an old drummer
I used
to play
with. That's the valves opening and closing.
Yeah.
So you could have a very rapid heartbeat, and it could be a regular heartbeat, but it's still, if it's like 100, if it's like 200 beats, 250 beats per minute, that's not good.
Okay.
Even if it's regular.
Yeah.
But you can have an irregular heartbeat, and you can have both. And they're very common, by the way. They occur pretty much equally in men and women and of all ages. And they could occur in normal, healthy hearts.
Okay.
That's kind of what we're talking about now. They can occur in a normal, healthy heart due to everyday stress or anxiety. What about some excess caffeine? If you happen to be sensitive to caffeine, it could cause an arrhythmia. Even the caffeine in chocolate, for those unlucky individuals.
Sorry.
I love chocolate. I love chocolate.
Boom, and boom. Right. And how look, I used to work with a guy doing morning radio. He was the producer of the show. And in the morning, he would have Coca-Cola, and then he would have some sort of a Mountain Dew. That was his breakfast, was Coca-Cola and a Mountain Dew. And so the sugar, you know that. And now you see people with Jolt and Red Bull and all those kinds of things. Those are good energy drinks, as we call them. But as you say, I mean, I guess if you overdo that, you can really put yourself out. Huh?
Absolutely. Both the sugar and the caffeine can do it independently.
Yeah.
Put them together in a high amount, and you're sensitive to it, or you just really overdid it. That's not a comfortable feeling.
I'm sure you're not going in this direction, but it just occurred to me. I was just reading a story about Jim Morrison, you know, dying on July 3rd in, what, 1971 or 2, whenever it was. You know, drugs are very prevalent today. I mean, if somebody takes a good shot of cocaine and then they have some Red Bull, and, I'm making this up, and then they have some chocolate, you could kill yourself, right?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of medications, you know, can bring on.
Sure.
We talked about this last week, and I'll just mention it briefly. And that is like the use of medications to reduce your blood pressure.
Oh, sure.
So that for some people who have very high blood pressure, in the systolic one, the top number, you know, when the heart is beating, your medical doctor might put you on 3, even 4 medications to bring that down into what they consider to be a normal range. But in the process of doing that, you bring the bottom number, the diastole, very, very, very low. Okay? And that can cause a dangerous arrhythmia because you're not filling your heart with enough blood during diastole when it's supposed to.
We're going to explore more of this and explore more of this with you folks, 866-391-1020. If you have something that you are suspicious of concerning the an irregular heartbeat, give a call and talk with Dr. Honigman, and we'll talk more about what this is, what causes it, and how best to take care of it as we continue here on News Radio 1020. It's KDKA. We are back. Dr. Joseph Honigman is with us. Get well naturally. Our number is here, 866-391-1020. Talking about irregular heartbeats, arrhythmia, and all those kinds of things, and what they are, And there's a number of things that cause them as well. I mean, there's not just one thing, a number of things.
Yeah.
Right?
So even medications such as inhaled aerosols and diet pills and birth control pills can do it. Sleep apnea, I wanted to mention that as well. But dehydration and electrolyte imbalance can certainly cause arrhythmias in a healthy heart. So, and I think this is a more common problem than generally realized it, because I know I've experienced it while walking in the park, because I ignored, simply forgot to drink enough fluids and became dehydrated. So for me, that brought on unexpected fatigue, lightheadedness, and some irregular heartbeats. Not enough to be overly concerned, but certainly enough to catch my attention. I'm not the person who gets up in the morning and has a glass of water and thinks about drinking water throughout the day.
Right.
I have no problem eating a whole food plant-based diet throughout the day, but when it comes to water sometimes, I simply forget. So from now on, I remind myself that I need to have that fluid. Maybe it's because you were here last week. Maybe it's because when I drink, half of it winds up on my shirt.
That's right. He had a leak in the water bottle, and as he's taking a sip of the water, I'm watching this water go down his shirt. And we just kept talking, but I was like, oh, and then he said, then you said, I think I have a leak. I said, yeah, you do?
Yeah. No. I wasn't getting ready for a wet T-shirt.
No.
Because I most certainly would have come in last place.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, Jane is on the line from Cranberry. Let's see what she has. She talks about a heart electric, I think it's supposed to be connector. I'm not sure. Jane, welcome to KDKA. What's on your mind for Dr. Honigman?
Hi, you're in here.
Huh? Jane?
Hi.
Yeah? Go ahead.
Yes,
I'm not hearing anything
about the heart electrical system.
Yeah, the heart's electrical system. Yeah.
Well, my doctor had told me that there's some bundles on left and right side.
Okay. I'm still kind of coming in and out.
You're saying bundles with the electrical system that the doctor had said to you.
Yeah, two out of the three connectors are not working well.
Two out of the three connectors are not working well in your heart, according to the doctor.
Yes, but it's still functioning well, like the heart is still pumping well right now. But I don't know what that means down the road.
The connectors in, can you hear, Dr. Honigman?
I can hear now, okay.
You're talking about the electrical connection in your heart?
Are you talking about the branch bundle?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so look, how it works is you have the something called the sinoatrial node. That's the pacemaker of the heart. It then starts the signal, and it travels through this electrical circuit. Eventually, there's different parts of this electrical circuit that are necessary and need to work properly for you to get, a normal heartbeat, a normal sinus rhythm. So I'm not sure exactly what the medical doctor, your doctor, told you what was wrong. Could you repeat that? I'm off again.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
See if I can get my speaker better. I had an abnormal EKG.
You had an EKG, yeah.
Yes, it was abnormal.
An abnormal EKG.
Like a heart MRI.
A heart MRI, yeah.
Yeah, and he said that two out of the three connectors were not working properly.
Two out of the three connectors.
Yeah, I don't know what connectors he meant.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. Well, but my heart was still, pumping well, because I didn't know, should I not do stuff? I don't know what that means to me.
Okay. Well, so Dr. Honigman is having some earphone problems, but her doctor told her that two out of three connectors in her heart not quite working well. She had an MRI of the heart,
she's not
quite sure what to do. I mean,
what did the doctor recommend?
Did the doctor recommend anything?
You know what? It was just more follow-up. I've gone down to Cleveland Clinic. I haven't heard anything back from them on it.
Where do you live? Do you live around here?
Cranberry.
Okay, why don't you make an appointment to see me? Okay?
Okay.
All right? Okay.
Yeah,
call our office, 412-922-9355, 412-922-WELL, and make an appointment with me, Dr. Honigman. Okay? And we'll talk about it in more detail, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to, you know,
I'm guessing there's no short answer. There's no short answer to something.
No, there's no short answer for that. I'd want a little bit more of a complete history and then take it from there.
Okay.
Does that sound good, Jen?
Thank you very much.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Okay. If you stay on the line, we're going to be talking. We'll probably be supplying you information that we'll be able to. You'll be able to at least get started with.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Jane. And our apologies. We had some earphone issues in here for Dr. Honigman, but everything is okay. That's why I was repeating everything. Dr. Honigman is going, what is she saying? So we kind of got, but
you know, it's live radio, right?
Well, it's live radio, but you know, and that's the thing. I mean, with something like a heart issue like that, what she was talking about, that maybe there weren't the connections that were correct. You know, what do you do with that information?
See, and it's not that's something what we're talking about right now. It's like it could be something as simple as electrolytes, you know, that are out of balance, or it could be the result of coronary artery disease, you know, causing a disruption in the electrical pathway. It could be congestive heart failure. So it could be something from very benign to something very serious. Maybe it's a hyperthyroid problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, causing the heart electrical system to get out of tune.
Is it something? Is it always something that you can get kind of panicking about? If you know you're told, okay, you've got an arrhythmia, you have an irregular heartbeat. Is that something that you go, okay, I need to get this taken care of, or is it something that you really need to go, oh my God, you know? Is it the end of
time? It could be anything from fairly benign, fairly harmless,
okay,
to being like we said, like life threatening. And so I'm assuming they already checked her out. They had her own. They did an EKG on her.
Yeah.
And you know, they were looking and checked to see if she had atrial fibrillation. I'm sure she would have been told she had atrial fibrillation. If she has atrial fibrillation, we'll talk about that shortly.
Yeah.
And so if it was serious, they would have put her on medications to slow her heart rate, medications to try to restore normal rhythm. This is what they, you know, the conventional medicine does.
Right. Yeah.
And look, quite frankly, if it was a life-threatening situation, it'll save your life. But, you know, what I'm trying to do is get you to the point where you don't need any medication.
You're not always
you're
going
working
through
with
this.
Your doctor and you say, everything's been fine. You know, I'm doing great. You know, it's time to get off the meds.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a break here. More of your calls are welcome. All the earphones are working now. 866-391-1020. Our number's here in the studio. Dr. Honigman is with us talking about irregular heartbeat, arrhythmias, all these kinds of things and how they work, what causes them. And really, I think, based on what you said, how to get back on an even track. We'll discuss this more with you as we continue here on Get Well Naturally. The numbers, as I said before, you can call us here as the live program, 866. Boy, is it ever. 866-391-1020. We'll have more as we continue. It's News Radio 1020 KDKA. All right, Stoney Richards here with Dr. Joseph Honigman. Get Well Naturally every Saturday afternoon on KDKA from 1 until 2 o'clock, taking your calls and giving expert information. And this week, Dr. Honigman, you're talking about irregular heartbeat, arrhythmia, and atrial fibrillation, all that stuff that is kind of under that one big umbrella. Did your heartbeat go faster when your earphones dropped out? Because mine did.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Jack is waiting in the South Hills with a question about low pulse. That's an interesting question. Jack, welcome to KDKA. Say hello to Dr. Honigman, please.
Oh, good afternoon, Doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Doctor,
I've always had a low pulse, and the doctor doesn't seem too alarmed. It's about 54, 55. Is that?
That's fine. 54, 55 is fine. I would say, even though they say 60 is the, you know, anything below 60 is considered to be low at rest, there's a wide range that's available. Now, athletes in general, most athletes are going to have pulse rates in their 50s for sure, like 50, 52, 54. It's perfectly normal for them because their heart is so efficient at pumping blood. They need less beats to pump that amount of blood.
I'm 46. For a beat, my resting heart is 46.
Yeah.
Doctor, before you go, I have been taking SugarSolve, with and haven't had too big of a, haven't found too favorable a result. Maybe I just usually take two a day. Should the dosage be a little more on that?
Yeah, well, absolutely. You should be taking two twice a day. Two twice a day with food, morning and evening with morning and evening with food, with your meals, breakfast and dinner, two a day.
Fine. Thank you. And you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Jack. Oh, there you go. And with water, no less.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the electric light levels, because I was talking about how that's actually a problem of mine because I don't drink enough water.
Does water have electrolytes in it?
No, not pure water. No,
okay.
It probably has some like minerals in it, but you're getting the electrolytes from the food you eat.
Okay,
It's
and the
food
water
you
helps
eat.
Disperse it.
Yeah, electrolytes are going to be magnesium and potassium, calcium. These are all sodium. These are all electrolytes in our blood.
Okay,
and they listen to what the name is. Electro.
Right.
Lights,
electrical.
Right?
Yeah.
Electrolytes. They help trigger and conduct the electrical impulses in our heart. Huh. So if they get too high or too low, they can affect our heart's electrical system, contributing to arrhythmia and development. So, for example, low magnesium and potassium can both cause arrhythmias, and low magnesium is actually a very common cause of arrhythmias.
Hmm.
So I recommend taking magnesium as the number one supplement to help the heart return to normal sinus rhythm. And today, through this Thursday, Weiner Wellness Center is offering a 20% discount on Magnesium Complete. That's Frontiers Magnesium Complete, Metagenics Magnesium Glycinate, Nutritional Frontiers Mineral. Okay, Nutritional Frontiers Minerals. We're also offering a 20% discount on the Nutritional Frontier Pro Colors, including our oranges, purples, and reds, so that you can make your own healthy version of Gatorade to keep your electrolytes in balance.
Oh.
So all the Pro Colors include nutrient-rich whole fruits, vegetables, and extracts. To get this deal, you need to mention it on that you heard it on the radio. So call our office at 412-922-9355, and the supplements on sale today through this Thursday are Magnesium Complete, Magnesium Glycinate, Frontier Minerals, Frontiers Pro Colors, including orange, purples, reds, at a 20% discount. So, for example, instead of taking something like Gatorade, you can get something healthy, very healthy, like our Pro Reds, for example. Mix that in 10 ounces of water and put in a pinch of Himalayan sea salt.
Okay,
because the sodium in the sea salt is very necessary, is a very necessary electrolyte to use. And now you have an alternative, a healthy alternative. And you can keep your electrolyte levels up, and you can make sure that you're drinking enough water. So the other day, my mother called me.
Yeah.
And she was saying that she had an abnormal heart rhythm. Now, she's 90 years old. She has a history of heart disease. You know, that's a concern. You know, you need to go. If you're at that age and you got that problem, you need to seek pretty much. You really should be seeking emergency medical care, which she was told when she went to see her doctor, because this could be a medical emergency. But, you know, I was talking to her, calming her down, and I said, Mom, do you drink water? She says, well, not really.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, so here's what you got to do. You know, get a half a gallon of water. You know, put it where you can see it.
Right.
Every moment. By the end of the day, that needs to be finished. You need to have, you know, finished that half a gallon of water
throughout
the day.
Drink the water.
Drink the water. And I told her to take some magnesium, a multi-mineral, and along with that, some COQ10. So if we have time, we'll get into that.
Okay.
And so, you know, by the time after that, she started doing that. She didn't have any more arrhythmias. Of course, she followed up. She had to with her doctor. Her doctor put her on a Holter monitor, which basically checks out the EKG, the rhythm of the heart.
Yeah.
Kept her on it for 24 hours, and it was fine. Her rhythm was fine. So most likely she was just dehydrated and was lacking electrolytes and minerals.
And that can affect you quickly. Right? And I would think older, as you say, it could be fatal, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, there are arrhythmias that can be due to an underlying problem such as hyperthyroidism or a heart condition. And they're going to be more concerning and should always be evaluated by a medical doctor. And so that brings us to our next group of arrhythmias that could cause a lot of damage. And we're going to start with the most famous of all heart irregularities and the most common, and that's atrial fibrillation, because I've seen a lot of patients with atrial fibrillation, and there's probably listeners out there that either have it or know someone that does. In atrial fibrillation, it's the heart's normal pacemaker. The heart's normal pacemaker, the sinoatrial node, is bombarded by competing electrical charges, which then cause a chaotic muscle contraction. So instead of contracting forcefully to move the blood out, the atria, that's the top chamber of the heart.
Okay.
We've got four chambers. We've got two upper chambers, the left and right atrium, and we have two lower chambers, the left and right ventricle. When they're not in sync, the atria can quiver or fibrillate, hence atrial fibrillation.
Why is it dangerous? It's not moving the blood?
Because you can no longer pump the blood efficiently.
Okay.
There's not enough force.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like
it's,
a bad
it's quivering.
Pump. Yeah.
It's not pumping.
Ah, ha, ha. I get it.
Okay? And plus, your heart rate can go up to like 250 beats per minute. Why is it doing that? Probably because it can't produce a forceful enough contraction.
I see.
To get enough blood out of your body.
Yeah.
To nourish your heart, your brain, and everything else.
Wow.
So it's not a normal rhythm. It's kind of, you're not getting a forceful contraction because the electrical stimulation has been disrupted.
I see.
It's kind of like, it just came to me, I don't know if this makes any sense, but it's kind of like looking at a light and it's just quivering. It's
mm-hmm.
You're looking at a fluorescent light.
Not quite there.
And it's just not on.
Right.
And you can't see.
Yeah.
You know?
I know what you mean. Yeah, that's perfect. And so that's what happened. I see.
And this can be relatively benign. And most atrial fibrillation is probably a little bit serious, but it doesn't have to be a life-threatening situation. However,
is it an indication of other things, though? I mean, say you have it and it comes and goes, but the fact that it's there means
something's wrong.
Something's
absolutely
wrong. Yeah.
But it could be something as simple as dehydration.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've got high blood pressure,
right,
and that's doing it. But it also could be due to coronary artery disease.
I see.
Or an abnormal heart valve.
No.
Or an overactive thyroid.
It's not something to walk away from and say, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, like, for example, I recently had a patient who was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism. And when you have hyperthyroidism, it can cause the heart rate to increase very, very rapidly.
Okay.
And in fact, if it gets out of control, it can turn deadly in what is known as a thyroid storm. And in the thyroid storm, both the heart rate, the blood pressure, the body temperature can soar to dangerously, dangerously high levels. And approximately, since I've seen this case study through, approximately 2 years ago, a patient was diagnosed with this Graves' disease, which is hyperthyroidism. It's an immune system disorder that results in the overproduction of thyroid hormones. And so he had many of the symptoms, including heart arrhythmias, weight loss. Unexpected weight loss. You're eating a lot, but you're losing weight. Why? Your thyroid controls your metabolism, and now it's out of control. It's very, very, very high, along with this rapid heartbeat. And he was treated with three thyroid medications, three blood pressure medications, and was starting to get the bulging eyes, experiencing some fatigue. And his doctor wanted to burn it out.
Mm.
Told him, we really should burn this out, because that's more than not, that's the solution.
Burn out his thyroid?
Burn out the thyroid, and then you're on thyroid medication for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But it's easier to be able to control for them. So, you know, he decided not to do that, and we worked together. And 12 days later, just like 12 to 14 days later, he's getting better, but his doctor still wants to burn it out. 1 month later, he has only one episode. Mm-hmm. You know, after we're working, I'm giving him these nutritional supplements, some herbs. We changed diet dramatically. We also worked on lifestyle, some other lifestyle issues. And 3 months later, he's feeling much better. No episodes. Says he's fine. Gaining weight.
Still has his thyroid.
Still has his thyroid. This is after he was told that he should have it burned out.
Right.
And so now he's reduced from three thyroid meds to one. So they're still keeping him on the meds.
Right.
And he's on three blood pressure meds. All right. A month later, that's 4 months. Now everything is totally back to normal, except now his TSH is high, which means he's went from producing too much thyroid to too low thyroid. So now his doctor wants to put him on Synthroid, okay, from going to the other extreme. So, you know, we've been working together. He said, well, you know, let's not do that. Let's wait. Bottom line is this. He didn't do it. He got well. 1 year later, he's on no blood pressure medications, no thyroid medications, and he has his thyroid, and he's doing fine, and his arrhythmias are gone.
That's a successful story. We're going to continue. Dr. Honigman with us here. Get well naturally. We'll take a break. It's News Radio 1020 KDKA. Stoney Richards with Dr. Honigman here, continuing our talk about your heart.
Yeah. So we're at the part. We're at the point where I want to tell you what you can do about it. So remember, there's several types of arrhythmias, and they can range from being relatively harmless to deadly. But this following advice is pretty good for all of them. You know, however, remember, the more serious ones are going to be need to be medically evaluated, probably by a cardiovascular specialist. So go get that done, then come and make an appointment to see me after. But in general, you want to keep hydrated. You know, the general rule of thumb is 8 ounces of water 8 times a day. And if you're still need to question that, look at your urine. If it's dark yellow, you probably need to drink more. And obviously, you're going to have to drink more during exercise. Address any electrolyte imbalances that may be causing the heart palpitations. And remember, today through Thursday at Weiner Wellness Center, we're offering a 20% discount. Magnesium Complete, Magnesium Glycinate, Frontier Minerals. Also, that 20% discount on Nutritional Pro colors, including oranges, purples, and reds, so that you can make your own version of Gatorade to keep your electrolytes in balance. Call our office, 412-922-9355. Be sure to mention you heard it on the radio. Now, in addition, you should be eating a whole food plant-based diet to provide important minerals and other nutrients, including foods that are high in omega-3 fatty acids, such as flaxseed, chia seeds, hemp seeds, and walnuts. Nuts and seeds have been shown to be beneficial on multiple cardiovascular risk factors, including lowering the risk of arrhythmias. Exercise, it's essential to promoting cardiac health, but if you already have an arrhythmia, it's going to need to be adjusted to you. Stress control techniques such as diaphragmatic breathing. I teach all of my patients how to do this so that they can better manage stress and anxiety. In addition, I recommend the following supplements for the prevention of heart-related arrhythmias, such as atrial fibrillation, and for the vast majority of all heart disorders in general. First, quick background. It's important to remember that our heart is the hardest working muscle of all, and it beats 24 hours a day, pumping oxygen and nutrient-rich blood to all parts of our body. To do this, it requires an abundance of fuel. The fuel, the energy that we need comes from a molecule called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. So our heart needs a constant supply of this ATP so that it can beat normally and it can beat in rhythm. Now, we get this ATP from fatty acids. That's different than our brain. Our brain gets it from glucose, but our heart gets it from fatty acids, which are the major source of energy for the heart at all times. And once in the cell, the fatty acid must enter the mitochondria, the powerhouse of our cell, to convert it into energy that our cell can use. So I'm recommending something called CardioStack, which contains a lot of good ingredients, but it contains a lot of L-carnitine, an amino acid called L-carnitine, because L-carnitine is the only thing that can transport that fatty acid, that raw material, from the cell into the mitochondrial membrane, where it's converted into ATP. If you don't get it into the mitochondria, you have no way to make ATP. It alone does the shuttling job. So I'm recommending CardioStack. If you call and you say you heard it on the radio, you get a 20% discount on it. We know that it reduces the development of ventricular arrhythmias by approximately 65%. It was written up in the June 2013 Journal of Mayo Clinic Proceedings. Now, once it's in the mitochondria, which is going to convert it into energy that we can use, you absolutely need COQ10, which is the spark plug that makes it happen. Again, you cannot produce ATP without COQ10. You need L-carnitine to transport it in. You need COQ10 to start the process. So another absolutely essential. And finally, I'm recommending something called Power Fuel. And if you call, you can get a 20% discount on that as well. And I'm recommending Power Fuel because it contains ribose, which is the center of the ATP molecule. And again, something that you absolutely need to make ATP. So these three supplements are absolutely essential, in my opinion, for a healthy heart rhythm and a healthy heart. And of course, magnesium. And we've talked about that already. So I want to remind you that if you have an arrhythmia or heart disease or hyperthyroidism, make an appointment to see me, Dr. Honigman, so we can start addressing the root cause with some intelligent supplementation and get to the lifestyle factors specific to you along, so call 412-922-9355. Let's get started. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I'm looking forward to being your host again next Saturday with friend Stoney.
You're going to talk more about this?
I'm going to go back over that a little bit.
Good.
That last part, because I kind of rushed through it a little bit. But supplements are absolutely, essential, the best supplements for a healthy heart, including arrhythmia. Remember, Power Fuel and CardioStack are on sale.
Dr. Honigman, thank you. My heart stopped a couple of times, but generally I'm okay this afternoon. I hope you folks are too as well. 412-922-9355. That's the 922-WELL is their number. So give a call if you need to. We'll take a break. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.